Someone entered the kitchen behind her. She heard the floorboards gently creaking. No one spoke. Marianne didn't turn, but she saw a tall, ghostly reflection in the glass pane of the cupboard. She couldn't identify the man, but she chose not to turn in surprise. Instead, she pretended to be cutting a final lemon slice, nervously aware of her pretty, small-boned hands and her perfect fingernails, which were painted a pale, frosty pink. She continued to hum to herself as the anonymous man approached her from behind. He was making no effort to walk softly. The man slid his arm lightly across her shoulders and may have murmured a question. Marianne shivered with pleasure at the very casualness of his touch. How fragrant the lilacs blooming in the sunshine just outside the window. How tart, how bracing the smell of fresh-cut lemon. And her hands were beautiful, and her rings and bracelets, and her black silk blouse. Marianne drew a breath and lay the paring knife carefully down on a napkin. The mysterious man gripped her shoulder. She instinctively closed her eyes and rested her head back against him. They kissed, and immediately she felt a splendid rush of emotion. Hazy, sweet, familiar. She was breathless, her heart beating hard, her eyes shut. She was touching his arm lightly. And now she felt the kiss deepen, and a feathery light sensation ran through her body, her belly, her loins. A sensation familiar enough, but always in a way new and reassuring and personal. And in another second or two, the tenor of the kiss would change and become more serious. The man would part her lips. His tongue would prod at hers. His teeth grind lightly against hers. They would still be smiling, but the kiss would have become serious. And Marianne's plans for the rest of the day, was this Saturday, might have to be substantially altered.